This is the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm General Manager David Stipik. Many of our listeners have earned advanced degrees over the course of their lives, and if you're among them, you know the grueling work involved in writing a thesis. But you may not be familiar with an event at the University of Nevada, Reno, taking place next week, called the 3-Minute Thesis Competition Finals. Here today to tell us about that in the studio is my guest, Dr. David Zay, Vice Provost for Graduate Education and Dean of the Graduate School here on campus. Welcome, David.
Thank you.
What exactly is the 3-Minute Thesis Competition? Some people are hearing that term for the first time.
Well, it takes about 9 hours to present an 80,000-word dissertation. Most people are not that patient. So the idea of the 3-Minute Thesis is to ask students to summarize their research in non-technical language with a single PowerPoint slide in 3 minutes. It is a challenge, but it's a worthwhile challenge.
How many students have to prepare a 3-minute thesis? I realize the competition has narrowed that down, but over the course of their school experience, how many actually have to do the 3-minute thesis?
Well, it's an open competition, okay. So there are prizes awarded, and we had about 35 students in the preliminary rounds, and now in the finals we're down to 13 students.
This is not a requirement, but it's a competition that you can enter.
That's correct. I've been thinking about making it a requirement, but I doubt if that'll be approved.
He said with a big smile on his face, yeah. What are the categories, a few of the categories that you have competing, the different levels of competition?
So at the final stage, we have 3 categories. There's the doctoral student categories for students who write a dissertation. There's a category for master's students who write a thesis. And then there's a professional projects category. There are various professional programs on campus, for example, the Master of Social Work or a journalism degree, in which the students participate in a project or complete a project, but they don't actually write a thesis.
How did this come about?
Well, actually, a faculty member in my department, I used to be the chair of biology, Sudeep Chandra, mentioned to me that he was out visiting other campuses, and he heard about this 3-minute thesis idea, and he thought it was a really good way to make the community and other members across campus aware of the kind of fascinating research that's going on. And so I looked into it, and there are a number of videos online that you can watch, and I think it's, you know, an increasingly important thing for students to be able to do, to summarize their research in non-technical language in a short period of time, to make people aware of the important kind of work that they're doing. I mean, much of what people do in their research labs is really difficult, challenging, and sometimes tedious work, punctuated by eureka moments and major accomplishments. Most people aren't patient enough to hear the whole story, but they are definitely interested in those eureka moments and in the important implications of the research that students are doing.
And again, this is a particular 3-minute version that doesn't mean the dissertation is any less in-depth behind the scenes of this. All that still has to take place, but this is a summary, a very quick snapshot of that for this competition.
That's correct.
So the hours and hours that everybody else put in that's listening that said, you know, I didn't get a 3-minute dissertation, a 3-minute thesis. I had to do all the work. They still had to do all the work, but then they enter this competition to see if they can sum up that idea, because great research, great ideas, if people don't know about them, you know, really don't have the impact that they can have.
That's right. It's simply a competition. The research that's required for a dissertation or a thesis is still the way it used to be.
Hard as ever. Why is this important to our community, not just to the students?
Well, you know, my experience being a department chair and a faculty member is that when we bring the community onto campus and they see our students and they learn about them, they're really excited and they're really exhilarated by the students. But one of the things that's kind of missing in many of the luncheons and ceremonies that we have to celebrate student achievement is what these students actually do. You know, what are they doing in their labs and why is it important? And I think that the unique feature of the 3-minute thesis is that you get to learn about what students are doing. And some of these students are amazing. They are so good at capturing their research within 3 minutes. I think they will knock your socks off.
Well, let's talk about the event next Thursday evening. Give us the details, time frame, the general sense of what to expect if people from the community want to attend. It's a free event, correct?
It is a free event. The reception starts at 6:15. It's in the Knowledge Center, and it's going to be in the Wells Fargo Auditorium. So at 6:15, we'll have some refreshments and some hors d'oeuvres, and we will actually have a performance by the Nightingale String Quartet to get people in the mood. And then the competition will start at 7 p.m. The competition itself should not take that long. It'll be about 45 minutes. We will then break, and the judges will score the competitors, and then the audience will be invited back in and will actually award the prizes.
So you get to see the competition, then you do get to see who wins by the end of the evening.
That's right.
All right. All this happens within a couple of hours, really.
Yes, it should be finished by about 9 p.m.
This is Beyond the Headlines on KUNR. I'm David Stipik, visiting today with Dr. David Zay, Dean of the Graduate School at the University of Nevada, Reno. We're discussing the three-minute thesis competition taking place. The finals are here at the university April 23rd, next Thursday evening. So what does it take to compete and win with a three-minute thesis?
First of all, your research has to be interesting and important. That's an important criterion. In addition, the presenter has to engage the audience and look the audience in the eye and know the research so well that it almost comes out automatically. They don't have to really think about the words and the phrases. In this competition, we had preliminary rounds, then final rounds, and I've actually worked with all of the students between the preliminary and the final rounds to talk about their presentations, and we've given them an extra rehearsal session, and I am really impressed by their ability to just off the cuff completely describe their research with very few ums and ahs in 3 minutes. It's quite remarkable.
What are some of the topics that come to mind that are some of the highlights?
We have a presentation on what is the purple stuff, and it has to do with lithium and material science, and that's all I'm going to say.
Okay. All right.
We have a couple of presentations from social work, one on compassion fatigue and one on a really interesting 11th hour program to help individuals who are near death so that they don't die alone. We have some presentations on biology and ecology. Desert diesel is the idea of genetically engineering cacti for use in ethanol production. We also have a presentation on the potential value of electrical stimulation to aid the elderly in driving.
In driving?
Yes.
Very interesting.
It is quite interesting.
You just mentioned several things in a phrase that would pique my interest. electrical stimulation, elderly, and driving, all in a three-minute thesis.
Yes.
Now I got to come to this.
and the results are encouraging.
Well, those are just a few of the topics. Obviously, you've got all these presentations next Thursday evening, and that is, again, a free opportunity for our community to really get a sense in a very short period of time of some of the great and interesting work being done by graduate students here at the university that will potentially change lives or change industry at some point. These types of things lead to some great outcomes and certainly some great education. As a group of students in competition in this three-minute thesis finals, what's the overall sense that you have?
I'm very, very impressed. I think this is a very impressive collection of students. I think that faculty members, graduate students, and the average person on the street will find this to be a fascinating set of presentations.
If you'd like to attend the three-minute thesis finals competition next Thursday evening, it's April 23rd, 6:15 p.m. The competition finals start at 7, but there's refreshments, Nightingale String Quartet performance. Again, it all starts at 6:15. It's in the Mathewson IGT Knowledge Center in the Wells Fargo Auditorium. If you want more information, you can go to unr.edu/grad/3min for a three-minute thesis. And we'll also have a link with this interview on our website at kunr.org. Sounds like you're doing some great things, shaking it up a bit, having some fun. Very entertaining evening, it sounds like, very informative. Look forward to having this on campus. And thanks so much for what you bring to the students and to the great passion you bring to the university.
Oh, thank you, David.
And that wraps up this edition of the University Spotlight on Beyond the Headlines. I'm KUNR General Manager David Stipik, speaking today with Dr. David Zay, Vice Provost for Graduate Education and Dean of the Graduate School at the University of Nevada, Reno. We've been discussing the three-minute thesis competition finals taking place here at the university next Thursday evening. And David, good luck with all of that. Thanks for being on the program today.
Thank you.